The Sudbury Wolves were on the road on Sunday afternoon to take on the Mississauga Steelheads. Jakub Vendras got the start in net for the Wolves while the Steelheads went with Jack Ivankovic as their starting goaltender. It didn't take long for the Wolves to find the back of the net in this game, as Quentin Mustie scored his 26th goal of the season just 3:14 into the first period to give Sudbury an early 1-0 lead. Just over 3 minutes later, the Wolves would score again with Nathan Villeneuve's 18th goal of the season to increase Sudbury's lead to 2-0. Barely a minute after that, Sudbury would score yet again thanks to Nicholas Yearwood's 6th goal of the season, putting Sudbury firmly in the lead by a score of 3-0. David Goyette scored his 31st goal of the season at the 11:39 mark of the first period to give the Wolves a 4-0 lead. Mississauga put themselves on the board at the 11:58 mark of the first period, thanks to Lucas Karmaris's 7th of the season, making the score 4-1 for the Wolves. 24 seconds later, the Steelheads made the game closer with Porter Martoni's 30th goal of the season to pull the Steelheads within 2, with the score being 4-2 for the Wolves. Yearwood scored his 2nd goal of the game with 5:30 remaining in the first period to give the Wolves a 5-2 lead, which is where the team stood heading into the first period, with the Wolves leading 5-2 over the Steelheads. Less than 2 minutes into the second period, Angus McDonald scored his 20th goal of the season for the Steelheads to make the score 5-3 for Sudbury. That was it for scoring until the 12:38 mark of the second period when Dalibor Vorsky scored his 28th goal of the season, restoring Sudbury's 3-goal lead to 6-3. Mississauga started a comeback 1:59 later, with Lucas Karmaris's 2nd goal of the game, making the score 6-4 for the Wolves. The Steelheads would pull closer thanks to a goal from Stevie Leskovar, his first of the season, making the score 6-5 for the Wolves, with 1 period remaining in regulation time. Just over 1 minute into the third period, Finn Harding scored his 7th goal of the season for the Steelheads, tying the game 6-6. Vorsky scored his 2nd goal of the game, and 29th of the season, to put the Wolves in the lead by a score of 7-6 with 4:31 remaining in the third period. The Steelheads scored with just 52 seconds remaining in regulation time thanks to Angus McDonald's 2nd goal of the game, sending the game into overtime. Just 40 seconds into the extra period, Quentin Mustie scored his 27th goal of the game to seal an 8-7 victory of an eventful game. With the victory, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 30 wins, 15 losses, 3 overtime losses, and 2 shootout losses, good for first place in the Central Division, first place in the Eastern Conference, and third place in the entire Ontario Hockey League. The Wolves hit the road for a game on Valentine's Day against the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds with a scheduled start time of 7:07 p.m. before coming back home for a game against the second place overall team, the Saginaw Spirit, on February 16, with a puck drop scheduled for 7:05 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.